Welcome to the Muscle Building Over 40 podcast. Are you ready to, or have you already taken a lifestyle changing choice? Great, you're not alone. This podcast is here to help you. Remember, age is just a number. And now, here's your host, all the way from London, England, Kevin Redman.
Yeah. Hi, everyone. Hi to my, this will be my fourth podcast now. First of all, I'd like to just thank everybody who's been on my website and has downloaded my free ebooks and is subscribed to my newsletter. I hope you find it interesting. If you haven't, there's lots of opportunities on this website to download. Remember, it's all free. So, you know, please do it. Today's episode is about personal training. Why or why not do you need one? Or why will you think you don't need one? But first, hopefully you listen to this before the 17th and the 18th of March, because if you listen to it afterwards, it's too late. But on the 17th and 18th of March this month, 2012, I'll be going to the London Excel Centre. It's a British Grand Prix and a fitness weekend. It's basically for people who are into fitness and obviously, you know, bodybuilding. There'll be a lot of bodybuilding people there. There'll be a lot of fitness there. Fitness people there'll be a lot of people with products to sell, you know, all related to health and fitness. So if you're into health and fitness and bodybuilding and you're in the London area, or you can get to London, then if I was you, I would come down on the 17th and 18th of March. I'll be there. I'm not sure if you noticed me, but anyway, I'll be there doing interviews, and hopefully it'll be on the podcast the next few weeks, and then you won't have to listen to me rabbiting on about this and that, because I'm sure it gets a bit tiresome listening to my voice. So basically that is me for that one. So as we said, today's episode is about personal training. Why would you need one? Now, I'm a personal trainer. I've been a personal trainer, and I've been in this industry for 30 years, and basically I've always helped people, even paid or not paid. So it might be a bit shocking for you to know that I personally think you do not need a personal trainer. I'll leave a little break for that, just to hear that. You do not need a personal trainer, but obviously there's a proviso there. There's three instances where you would need a personal trainer. The first one, if you just started going to the gym, or if you're a beginner, then I would suggest you get a personal trainer, or you get somebody who's more experienced. But just, we stick to personal training. The reason you would get a personal trainer is because a lot of people I know, they either, when they start training, they're not doing the technique right. You know, they see somebody in the gym who's pushing, you know, 40 kilos each side, and they think, oh, I'm going to do that. But you need to get the technique right. A personal trainer will help you get the technique right and show you how to do things properly, and also, you know, advise you on different techniques for different exercises. So I would say that's the first instance you'd get a personal trainer. The second you get a personal trainer is if you've been training for a while. You know, sometimes you hit a wall, you think, oh, I can't do no more, I'm bored of this exercise, or you know, I've been lifting 40 kilos, 50 kilos, and I can't lift them no more, so then it is really good to get a personal trainer, because they can show you different things to do, and, you know, advise you on how to lift more, lift heavier, or lift smarter. You know, sometimes it's not about lifting heavier, it's about lifting smarter. You know, they can advise you on where you want to go. So you obviously, you tell a personal trainer what you're trying to achieve, and they can advise you on where you want to go. So that's another good instance for getting a personal trainer. And the third one is if you want to change in your routine. So, you know, you might be lifting, you might be bench pressing, and you might be just doing it with the bars, or you might be doing it, you know, so you want to change in your routine. A personal trainer can advise you on, you know, on how to change your routine and how to get more out of your routine with the same time. Because me personally, you know, when I go to the gym, 1 hour is my maximum. I do not like to do more than 1 hour. You know, I see people going to the gym, and when you go there, they're training their chest. And when you leave, they're training their chest. There's no point. You know, the chest not going to grow any bigger. You know, it's called training smarter. It's not all training longer. It's just called training smarter. So that's the third reason why you would need a personal trainer. So, you know, obviously, you know, that provides, the provider I said is that, you know, personal trainers are not cheap. But, you know, most gyms now have people who are there to help you. So if you ask these people, you know, if you ask them, they'll give you some advice for free. But, you know, if you can afford it, I would say get a personal trainer when you first start. Get a personal trainer if you want to change your routine, if you want to improve, and get a personal trainer, you know, if you do not have a partner. You know, the best thing to do, I would say, is to try and find somebody who's even a little bit better than you, and get them to be your personal trainer. One thing that someone else asked me on the website was, how long does it take to see an improvement when you start training? And that's a start saying how long's a piece of string. But usually, you know, I would say that the what you're looking at is like 6 to 8 weeks, you start seeing changes in your body. So it, you know, 6 to 8 weeks sounds a long time, but in the world of training, it's not really. You know, hopefully if you were just starting training, you'll start feeling better within the first week. But you know, between 6 to 8 weeks, I would say is the norm to start seeing a change in your body. This podcast is not going to be a long one, because next week, hopefully, I will have a lot more. I'll have interviews with people I've met at this show, and I'll have some photos on the podcast, and I'll also be talking a bit more about the Olympics, which is coming soon, and I'll be going to the weightlifting, well, the bodybuilding bit of the Olympics, because that's basically the only tickets I could get, but that's another story. So I'd just like to thank everybody for, you know, like I said, making the podcast pretty popular. I think it's number 29 in the Podomatic chart. So I'd like to thank everybody who's listening to it, who's watched it, who's downloaded it. And remember, if you like the podcast, just do a like at the top of the page, or send it to your Facebook page, or Twitter it, or email it, or, you know, do whatever you want with it. But just like it, because it does help. You know, I'm hoping that more people will enjoy it, and you know, get to know me and get to know a bit about me, because over the next 6 months, I shall be talking a lot about me, and you know, hopefully I'll be going to a lot more shows and interviewing people, and you know getting products, and you know, doing various things, hopefully. So anyway, let me wrap it on. So I'd just like to say that you know, next week, this time next week, the 17th, so in 2 weeks time, when I do my next podcast, I'll have a lot more interviews. You won't hear me chatting too much. You know, it'd be more to do with the people I've interviewed, and I'll have another page on my website, you know, with photos I've taken at the show. So if you live in London, like I said, you know, please visit the show. It looks like it'd be a good show. If you don't live in London, please visit this podcast again on after the 17th or 18th of March, and I will have another podcast about the show. So, you know, on leaving, thank you for visiting. If you're listening to this on my site, you know, thank you for visiting my site. If you're listening to this off of my site, you know, please go and visit my site, which is at www.musclebuildingover40.com. And I'd just like to wish you all a happy day. And remember, age is just a number. Bye for now.